Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and I'm joined now. We just talked about the story of Paul Bunyan. It's a myth that people have enjoyed for the last century. We had a little fun with it tonight, but for importance and meaning, you can't beat the real story of this place, which goes back a lot farther. I'm joined tonight by Professor of Ojibwe Language and Studies at Bemidji State University, accomplished Minnesota author, Anton Troyer. Good evening, Anton. I just read your book, The Assassination of Hole in the Day. It describes the father-son duo of the same name who led the Ojibwe people in Minnesota for several decades in the 1800s, and it's a great story. You write it very well, and I was just blown away that I could grow up as I did on the Iron Range and not hear of him until I was an adult. How do you explain that?
Well, it's hard to get much more than a sugar-coated version of Christopher Columbus and the first Thanksgiving going to school in this country, but we're trying to change that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great book. You should pick it up. But you have a new book coming out that we should also tell people about. It's called Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. So you got to tell me, what's that about?
Well, it's about everything you wanted to know about Indians but were afraid to ask.
Okay. What are people afraid to ask? What are the touchy areas?
Well, it's everything, from starting places with terminology and how do you get into the subject matters to, the substance of history, current events, mascots, all kinds of things. It's a really broad range of subject material, but it's a nice, easy, approachable, and fun read. You can put it next to the toilet, have a couple moving experiences, and you'll be all done.
Excellent. Those are the best kinds of books. It's coming out this spring from Minnesota Historical Society Press. You should check it out. You're a great writer. What's the hardest bridge to gap between Ojibwe people and non-natives in this area? How do we talk to each other?
Well, I think Indians are often imagined, but all too often not well understood. And it's hard for a lot of non-native people to find opportunities to learn more and more deeply. And I think for Native people, too, there's a lot of frustration and anger with a lot of ugly chapters in our history. So getting to the point where we can have real communication and everyone doesn't have to walk around on eggshells is a really important starting place to have a deeper discussion.
Excellent. So the title of our show tonight is A New Hope in the Headwaters. We're talking about hope in spring. What gives you hope for the Ojibwe people of this area?
You know, I have a lot of hope for all the people in this area, and I've been really inspired by many, not just Native Americans, but many non-Native people here, too. One of our local heroes, Michael Muirs, pioneered an effort to have bilingual signage throughout the city of Bemidji. He's a non-Native person, but he's done a remarkable job. And now we have most of the area businesses, the college, university, regional events center with bilingual Ojibwe and English signage. And my mechanic was engaging me in the Ojibwe language without any formal training, and I really see a lot of things starting to move and shake. So I'm inspired by all of the people here. I feel very hopeful.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for being here. It's Anton Troyer. He's a professor at Bemidji State. He's the author of the upcoming book, Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Miigwech.